Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies which we are going to entitle Christian Renewal. Or we could give this series the title Maintaining Good Spiritual Health. However, I think we will stick to the title Christian Renewal because the Bible has so much to say about renewal. I think that the listener will be surprised at the times that the Scripture mentions renewal per se in the Word of God, and we will indeed develop the subject. The lessons as we present them over the radio will be the renewal of a right spirit, renewal of our youth, renewal of our strength, renewal of Christian attitude, renewal of the inward man, renewal of our own minds, renewal of our love to the Lord. The Christian, when he first comes to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, so to speak, goes into orbit. It's such a relief, and I speak from experience, to know that your sins have been paid for by a blessed Lord who loved you and gave himself for you and died for you on that cross. And it's such a relief to know that God loved you and did not want you to go to a lost eternity and gave his Son to die for your sins. You see, God must punish sin. God can't look the other way. He must punish sin. And he did it. Now, he did not want to punish us, so he punished his Son. That seems unjust, but remember this, please. God wanted many sons in glory, just like his Son, who he gave to die for you and for me. Now, the Christian goes into orbit. I'll never forget the joy that flooded my soul when I found out at last I was on the road to heaven. Not because I deserved it, but because God loved me and gave his Son to die on the cross for my sins. And I made it my own. I stamped it with a seal of approval. My own faith, and it was joy supreme. But you know, soon after one goes through that experience, and some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, then you lose your enthusiasm. It seems that the joy ebbs a little, and that we just kind of forget the fact we become involved with this world, and it has so many attractions and distractions, I may say, that we just somehow lose that first love. Now, God wants that love renewed. And we just, and many other, sometimes we might say a renewal of faith. Now, I do not mean that we're saved and then are lost and then saved again. I do not mean that at all by a renewal of faith. Shall I say a strengthening of faith? Now, I want to attempt our study of the subject today, the renewal of a right spirit, under three headings. The essence of a right spirit. What is a right spirit? I think David, in the 51st Psalm, defines this for us. We're going to read that very, very soon and expound it and set it in its text, in its context, rather. Now, the essence of a right spirit is love for the Lord, peace in the soul, joy. It's really the fruits of the Spirit as they are recorded in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We read there, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And certainly the right spirit before the Lord is to be in fellowship with him. It is so flattering as to think that God wants our fellowship. How condescending he can be when he would want your fellowship and would want my fellowship. But let me tell you this. He wanted our fellowship so bad, so badly, that he gave his Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we could be his children, so we could be his sons indeed. All right. Now, the essence of a right spirit are these things that we find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, of faith and joy, and love, meekness, temperance, and so on. Now, we want to speak, secondly, under the loss of that right spirit. Why do we lose it? There are reasons why we lose our first joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, in writing to the church at Ephesus, says, I have this against you. You have left your first love. Why should the love for the Lord wane at all? He is so wonderful. Now, we're going to explore the reasons why it should, under this heading, the loss of the right spirit. And then the third heading would be the regaining of a right spirit. When the Christian is saved, he feels that he's gone into orbit. But that orbit decays and he comes back to Earth, and he needs to shoot the rockets again and send him up into orbit again. Now, let's go back to the 51st Psalm and see what David has to say about this matter of being in a right spirit. He says in verse 10 of that Psalm, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David defines it for us, and we'll set this in its context. Renew in me a right spirit. And we're going to just lift those words, right spirit, out of Psalm 51 and 10, and use it in our titles. The renewal of a right spirit and the renewal of the different things that makes for Christian joy and good Christian health. The setting is this. The 51st Psalm is a psalm that David wrote after the prophet Nathan came to him about his sin with Bathsheba. David one evening went out on his rooftop of the castle, and he saw a woman bathing, and his lust arose. Well, I don't need to tell you the whole sordid story, do I? The movie makers make so much of David's sin. And he not only committed adultery, but he slew her husband in war. Now, David tried to hide his sin, and he was miserable. He says, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. My sin is ever before me. Nathan knew this. It came to the attention of Nathan. Perhaps God told him he was a prophet of the Lord. And he came to David one day. And David, you remember, as a boy, was a shepherd. David is a paradox. There is that gentle side of him, and then there is the fierce warrior side of David. There is that side of David that could kill Goliath. But, you know, on this occasion, when he slew him, he was miserable, and Nathan knew it. So he tells him a story about two men, a rich man and a poor man. And a traveler came to the rich man, and he spared his own flock and took out of the flock of a poor man, perhaps his debtor, a lamb, and he slew that lamb instead of taking one out of his own flock. Now, this little lamb was a pet. It lay in its master's bosom. David was infuriated, and he says, that man shall die. When Nathan told him the story, Nathan said, thou art the man. And he had taken the little lamb of Uriah away from him and appropriated her to himself. All right. David said, create in me in a clean heart. Now, the loss of the right spirit, right spirit comes through sin in the Christian life. The Christian is not sinless. He still has a sinful nature. But he sins less. He should sin less. Now, David has set an example for us. He got back to the Lord. He thoroughly repented. This psalm cries. It's almost got tears in it. The 51st Psalm. And I think he climaxes it with our verse that we're considering today. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Now, the Christian is just like David. He must deal with sin in the Christian life. Sometimes we slip. We don't mean to. We love the Lord because he died for us. but we're still human. We still have a sinful nature within us. Now, we have a means of taking care of this matter of sin in the Christian life. We read in 1 John, the first epistle to John, chapter 1 and verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we've not sinned, we make Him a liar. You see, John is including himself. If we say we have not sinned, John is including himself as well as his spiritual children to whom he's writing. If we say that we've not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Now, the first thing to do when you have sinned as a Christian is go to God and have it out. Tell Him all about it, confess it, and you will receive forgiveness as a promise of God. Listen to verse 9 of this chapter. If we confess our sins, He is faithful, He'll always do it, and just, He won't compromise His character. Our sins are already paid for, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And certainly sin in the Christian life will rob us of our joy. It will take away the right spirit. And that just cries out of this 10th verse of Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Now, it also is because of a loss of contact with God. It may not necessarily be from in the subject of sin, but we lose contact. And we read in the 66th Psalm, verse 18, the psalmist says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We must judge sin in the Christian life, and that is the way to recover the loss of the right spirit. Now, regaining a right spirit comes through, as we've already said, through the confessing of our sins and then in judgment upon our own sins. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 28 to 30, we read, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. This is the communion service. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, because these Corinthians wouldn't confess their sins, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. The Lord gives us the opportunity to come into His presence and confess our sins, and when we do, the fellowship is restored. And we go on in our Christian joy. This is the renewal of the right spirit. We must judge sin in our lives and judge it from God's standpoint of view and quit it. And then we will have joy in our hearts. Father, today we pray that these words will get to each and every one of us. David's experience will be ours. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Amen.